This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to SDORC Dirt Radio on KCBQ 1170 AM, 96.1 FM.
The answer.
San Diego. Ed Stoven in the house, Audrey Mason. Today, it's just the two of us. We've got Dave Stahl's out and about on the first time in a Sunday in, what, over a decade,
years,
I think. He's missing radio today. We are excited to be covering for him. He's out in with GMC. He'll have
just got a text from him. He's at Diablo Drop-Off in Anza Borrego right
now. Oh, wow. I love the Diablo Drop-Off.
I just texted him. I went up that a couple months ago on my dirt bike. So I don't know what he's driving, but Dave has this wonderful deal where he gets to test drive a wide variety of vehicles. And we love off-road stuff, and he drives off-road vehicles, but he also drives a lot of interesting on-road vehicles. And we've seen him come in anything from a Prius to a McLaren and everything in between.
Yes. He's like, so lucky. I'm very envious.
Every week he drives a different car. So it's always, we get to the parking lot at the same time, and I'm always interested to see what he got this time. And what do you think of it? Do you like it? Sometimes it's electric. Sometimes it's hybrid. Sometimes they're full on gasoline. Sometimes it's a little SUV. Other times, oh my God, look at this Corvette. This is the up-spec one. And have you turned off traction control and punched it?
OMG.
He has a neat gig going on. So he's not in today, and Audrey and I are going to try to pull 3 hours of talk radio. And this is a lot for us because we're not seasoned professionals like Dave and some of the other staff here, but we're going to do our best. We have a few people calling in. Desiree Bates will be on at 12:15, and that'll be great to talk to her. She's been helping the San Diego Off-Road Coalition for many years, and you look at her, you wouldn't think anything special, but she can really ride a dirt bike well. She has won numerous races in the women's classes over the years, and I've gone riding with her, and I'm a pretty good rider, and I'm very comfortable running with her. She's a strong rider. And so what's going on is when the Ocotillo Wells lawsuit came way back, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago or more, the Desert Protection Council, Desert Protective Council, and Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, they sued the state saying that they wanted to stop open riding in Ocotillo Wells. Right now, Ocotillo Wells is an open off-road vehicle area, which means you can go anywhere. You don't have to stay on the trails. And they wanted to make it into a stay-on-the-trails park. So Desiree and I got together, and we said, we need to do something. Well, let's start a separate thing that just works to keep Ocotillo Wells open. And I don't know if you knew, Audrey, that I actually bought the domain for Save Ocotillo Wells. And then Desiree said, no, we should do Fight for Ocotillo Wells. I said, well, that probably sounds better. So we went with hers, and she started a little group and worked with SDRSC. We did some fundraisers, and we raised some money. And now the California Off-Road Vehicle Association petitioned the court to allow us to be part of the lawsuit. So Corva became part of the lawsuit. And then later, Corva allowed the other off-road group with David Hubbard and Ecologic. They all joined, and they submitted evidence into the lawsuit. So Fight for Ocotillo Wells raised money, and we donated it to the people who intervened in the lawsuit. And Desiree has been a big part of us ever since.
Yep. Yep, thousands of dollars were
thousands.
Yep,
of dollars.
For and Fight for Ocotee. excuse me, Fight for Ocotee Wells is a huge part of a social media platform. There's thousands of followers on it. She has earned herself a large following across California for Ocotee Wells. She actually ended up getting inducted into the Motorsports Hall of Fame for her work.
I think she got an Impact Award.
Yeah, something.
I don't think she got full induction. I think it was an award.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd have to have her on to confirm that. She,
yeah, we
I think
can talk
she's
about
on,
that because yeah. I was there when they gave it to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then after Desiree Bates, we've got a couple other things coming up as well this weekend to talk about.
Amy Reichard is going to call in, and she's running for county supervisor right in San Diego. She actually represents me. If the seat she's running for represents me where I live in Claremont, and she's going up against Nathan Fletcher, and we'll talk a little bit about why she thinks she would do a better job than Nathan Fletcher. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And then do you have somebody coming in, Audrey?
Yeah, from the 2 to 3 hour today, we have South Coast RV Service Repair Center. Unfortunately, I couldn't get the Winborn brothers to come in. It's Mother's Day, and so they are honoring their wives and their mom. I was trying to get them to bring a wifey in and see, but we have Chris Visconti, who will be joining us between 2 and 3 this afternoon. And Chris has been in the off-road industry for decades. He was an off-road advocate, nonprofit C3 called Off-Road Outreach for, I don't know, 15 or 20 years, I believe, that he, was an advocate and very active. And
you talked about the Acorn Casino,
yes,
right?
Because
I remember
Acorn
stopping
Casino.
By there and seeing vehicles for raffle.
Yeah, he worked that. He would have a quad
so
for raffle
coordinated
or a
that.
Dirt bike for raffle. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think Moto World was helping get those in there.
Yep. Yep. That is correct.
So yeah, anytime you see these projects people do to help somebody, there's somebody behind it. There's one person who's they think of it, they conceive it, and they not only come up with the idea, but they work through the whole frustrating process of making it happen.
Yeah.
So Chris has done that for years, and it'd be fun to hear what he has to say about what he did and how he accomplished it. Sometimes there's a backstory of how you got the casino to do that, how you got the dealer, how did you get the vehicles. So that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, and find out and learn his process and see if we can copycat.
Oh yeah, well we could always learn
see if
from
we can
him.
Earn from him. We can get another one of those going where we get the proceeds donated to SDORC so that we could move forward, you know, with everything that's going on in-
let's find out what he's up to. Maybe he has a lull in his life. He'd like to come help SDORC with some of our activities.
I'm trying to rein him in. You'd be surprised.
Catch that until I just realized.
Yeah, South Coast RV has been pretty active, and that's Chris pushing them, and they're always down to help. They're big time off-roaders, off-road family. They came and helped us at Panic Gorge. They were the big sponsor, bought the food and everything.
Oh really? That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, South Coast RV, they're pretty awesome. So it's going to be a fun day today. I'm really excited. I just realized I forgot to do our lead-in commercial for Alpha Site Logistics when I started.
Oh, well, let's hear it.
Alpha Site Logistics has been serving the Imperial Valley for over 20 years. They offer portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and many more services. If you have an event that you're putting on out in the desert, you should reach out to Alpha Site Logistics and let them know that SDORC sent them your way. Give them a call at 760-352-8383.
Did they give us a dumpster for the Painted Gorge cleanup?
Yeah.
Was that them?
Yeah. Anytime that we need a dumpster, they fully support the San Diego Off-Road Coalition and any of our events and what we do out there, our cleanups. They provided our cleanup, our dumpster, wash stations, and toilets for the Lost Lizard Off-Road Fun Run. They did the Painted Gorge dumpster. They've done the separate from the Lost Lizard Superstition cleanup one. They're absolutely amazing company supporting basically the Imperial County and the deserts out there, because they also do the Bureau of Land Management for Glamis and Gordon's Wells and stuff.
You know what's funny is the Painted Gorge cleanup, the dumpster. I just noticed that was the nicest looking dumpster I've ever seen at a desert cleanup. And I've been to a lot of cleanups. It had like new paint. It wasn't all dinged up and scratched up.
Yeah,
that was kind of funny. And that was Alpha Site.
Alpha Site Logistics. Yep. They're great. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, here we are back, SDORC Dirt Radio. We've got Ed Stoven, Audrey Mason in the house covering for Dave. He's out today, and we've got the wonderful Desiree Bates calling in for SDORC Dirt Radio on KCBQ 1170 AM, 96.1 FM.
The Answer.
San Diego. This segment's brought to you by Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee. He's here for any of your tire needs, whether you're stuck on the side of the road or you're in East County and you need some new tires for your cars. Go hit him up for a quote. Give him a call at 619-596-2800. All right. As we're back on for SDORC Dirt Radio, we've got Desiree Bates on the line with us. Des, how's it going? I'm so excited to have you on.
Good. How are you guys? You guys are sounding awesome.
Thank you. Des. I'm not going to lie. I'm very nervous.
You're doing all by yourself.
I know.
You're doing great.
It's so funny. Audrey's saying, oh, I'm nervous. And then the mic turns hot and she's just flowing like a professional.
She sounds professional.
Thanks.
She's a pro.
2 years of doing this, but never in the hot seat. And let me tell you, it's totally different sitting in the hot seat.
Yeah, you guys in the audience, you can't tell who's sitting where, but there's one spot where there's the computer where you can see everything. And then like us, the guests, we sit on the other side. So Audrey's now sitting in the driver's seat and she can see the engineer.
She can
see the monitors. And it's pretty cool. So Desiree, how are you doing? Desiree and I have known each other a long time, and it's fun to have you here again. Like, we've been together working on off-road stuff for a long time, and Desiree has been a big help to off-road politics. But of course, what's her background with it? Is she's a very good motorcycle rider. And I think you've done a lot of racing and you've won a few races in the women's classes, even have gone into the men's classes. And then you, even as a child, you were an off-roader. You you had a family dune buggy, which you inherited, and you still have it. Is that true?
Yeah.
Still functional? Didn't you just have it out recently?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I'm getting a new transmission, a bus tranny in it, and getting some extended, axles. And, I'm going to upgrade it now.
Nice. So what motorcycle do you ride?
I have a Beta 300 RR and a KX250F.
Nice. And what kind of racing do you do?
So typically desert racing. In the past, I've done District 37 Grand Prix. But mostly District 38 desert racing because it's close. And my work allows me to, go there because District 37, you have to travel a lot. So,
you might miss the day before or after. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't really miss, the Fridays anymore. I work in construction and they kind of frown on that.
Yeah. 7 to 3:30, half hour lunch.
Well, mine's really 6:30.
Ooh, 6:30 to 3?
2:30
mm-hmm. to 3? Wow.
6:30 well, to 3, yeah.
It gives you some time in the afternoon. That's nice.
Yeah.
So did you ride dirt bikes as a kid?
Not really dirt bikes. I grew up on a three-wheeler. So I grew up on a sand rail, my dad's sand rail. And then I grew up riding three-wheelers. And then as I grew older, three-wheelers were obviously made illegal. And so I got a quad for a brief second, and then my friend got me on a dirt bike, and I was in love with the dirt bike ever since. So right when I got the dirt bike, I just started racing because that was what was going to make me better. So I only rode a quad for like a year, and then I bought a 2005 CR450X. So I went big the first time.
Oh my God, that's a lot of bike.
I paid. I paid for it though. So
that's great. So you've been coming to San Diego Off-Road Coalition meetings for, 10, 15 years or something, which is really cool.
Yeah, off and on.
And when you got your union job, you you know, it was too hard to go from Escondido to Lakeside. And then I get that, get up. But you've been coming again lately, which is really great to see you.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times my classes were on the night of the meetings, so I couldn't make it to the meetings due to class. But now my classes are on a Monday, Wednesday schedule, so I can make it to the meetings.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. We love having you and everything that you've done. Quick question for you, Desiree. Mm-hmm. What got you involved, say, you know, I mean, we did a lead up for it, but I want to hear your side of it and what got you involved in Ocotillo Wells? How did you first become active in it? And how did you grow your social media and the fight for Ocotillo Wells and everything?
So, I mean, obviously, I already stated that I've been off-roading my whole life. And so with that, we could ride everywhere. We used to go to Ball Hill as a kid. That kind of dates my age, but whatever.
Oh my God. I remember riding there. That's the other side of Blow Sand.
Yes. That was my dad's favorite spot. And so then they closed that down. And I remember my parents always being anti, Sierra Club when I was a kid, because the Sierra Club hated off-roaders. And now, you know, so I grew up despising a certain group because of them trying to shut down our off-road lands. And so, you know, I've been through the gamut of like, okay, our park's getting smaller. And then it was, I think maybe, I don't even know what year, 2000 and I want to say five, it was probably about when I bought my 450, but, so they were starting to put geothermal wells, or trying to put geothermal wells on Ocotillo Wells. And, so geothermal drilling, I'm sorry. And so my friend and I, this was pre-Facebook, we printed flyers and we drove campsite to campsite trying to tell people of the geothermal drilling, because a lot of the times things are, you know, are passed because people just simply don't know about them, right? So like all these, you know, environmentalist groups or whomever don't like us are trying to pass things simply because we aren't informed about them. So the less people that can show up to a meeting, the less people that show up and vote, or, you know, then they have everything swayed in their opinion because it's by the numbers. And so all we were trying to do was, hey, this is what's going on. Let's rally together and stop this. And so luckily for us, you know, geothermal drilling didn't go through because of the fact that our soils weren't warm enough, or, you know, the water beneath wasn't warm enough. Something to that effect, but anyways, it didn't happen. So lucky for us, that didn't happen. But what I did do after that with the flat-tail horn lizard, I started a Facebook group, and that's kind of all I did was with Fight for Ocotillo Wells, was just start a Facebook group. And then it just started growing. It started really like gaining steam. And so then I started, you know, doing desert cleanups and helping the SDRC, and since I started collecting money, the SDRC was super kind to take me under their umbrella and allow me to collect money legally, you know, because obviously I can't just collect money, you know, without some sort of like, you know,
yeah, an organization,
knowing where this money is going. Yeah. So with that, the Fight for Ocotillo Wells has been under the umbrella of the San Diego Off-Road Coalition for a few years now. And the only thing that would benefit the SDRC even better would be for the Fight for Ocotillo Wells to grow and become a 501c3, a full 501c3 that can then raise money and then give back, you know, like, because whomever wants to become, you know, wants to donate to that 501c3 can then, you know, kind of benefit from it too. So that was why I wanted to form a full 501c3, so people could donate and, you know, we could do all sorts of like little cool things for the community and give back at the same time, whether it's a desert cleanup, whether it's like a veterans fun run or something like that. We can make merchandise. We could do all sorts of things that, you know, and give back to the off-roading community, whether it be the SDRC or whatever, you know, whatever really needs our money to fight.
Yeah, exactly. So, a little bit of background on that, to cut you off real quick, Des, but the San Diego Off-Road Coalition, SDRC, we are a C7 political organization. So it allows us to No, we are a C7 political organization, and it allows us to work with the senators and assemblymen and congressmen so that we can move forward and we can have a lobbyist and we can
spend
petition,
more money on a lobbyist.
We can spend more
than
money
than
regular
SC3.
Organizations. But what hurts us with that is like social media platforms where we have the most coverage that we possibly can. We're not considered a charitable donation. You can't, you know, we can't get people, you know, other businesses or different things where they can help us out and they can deduct it from their taxes.
Individual donations cannot be deducted from their taxes.
Correct.
A business can donate and they can take it off of their taxes.
Because when we're offering them forms of advertising or other things along those lines.
As a business expense. That's a different thing.
Yeah,
but just
different.
People giving us $20, they can't write it off for us. But they can for the C3, 501c3. And a 501c3 is also eligible to get grants that we're not eligible for,
yep.
Including state park grants.
And there's a lot more that we can do with a C3 than what we are limited with a C7. So I'm really excited. Desiree's been working really hard for the last couple of weeks to progress forward and move forward. And here we are today, and we have a huge announcement that she is getting ready to, you know, let everybody know about. And so I'm super excited about that. Des, if you want to take it from here.
Sure. We're going to start the Dirt Rider Foundation. It's going to be the 501c3 that is going to be a huge ally to the SDRC and other off-roading sources, resources like Corva or whatever that we can, anyone we can help out, you know, whoever needs to, hoping to raise enough money so that if they need something, we can be like, okay, here you go. You know, So I think we're going to step it up a notch, and we're going to show that, you know, we love our off-road lands, and we're not going to sit still for this, and we're going to raise a lot of money and make sure that things get taken care of.
And one of the things that I love about the Dirt Rider Foundation is, unlike Corva, where it's the California Off-Road Vehicle Association, or SDRC, where it's San Diego Off-Road Vehicle Association, or San Diego Off-Road Coalition, sorry, it's not limited, in my opinion. It's not limited to California. We can, because a lot of racing that we do, I go to Nevada, I go to Prim, I go to Arizona and Parker, Moab and San Jalo, you know, all the places that we go off-roading at, we can utilize the Dirt Rider Foundation where it's not limited to just the state of California. So I'm super excited about what this can bring forward and how progressing forward, moving forward with this. I mean, it's going to be huge. This is going to be absolutely huge.
And honestly, that's why I went away from the Fight for Ocotillo Wells thing, because I wanted it to be a little bit more inclusive of everybody, you know, like I didn't want it to just be like Ocotillo Wells. It was just the Dirt Rider Foundation in general, you know, just like kind of like the Surf Rider Foundation, I guess, is kind of like a great model.
Yeah,
because they protect all the waters. And so the Dirt Rider Foundation is kind of the same thing, where I want to protect all the dirt, because as we've known, like, you know, Pismo or whatever, you know, they set a precedence and then it just kind of carries over and it kind of affects everybody in the long run, you know?
Yep.
So if we can just stop it at the beginning, go ahead.
Let's take a quick break. Hold that thought. Let's take a quick break. We'll come right back after this. Thank you for listening to SDRC Dirt Radio on 1170 AM, 96.1 FM.
The Answer.
San Diego. Oh, I love that sound coming back.
That's
listening.
Music to my ears.
Oh, yeah, mine too. You're listening to SDRC Dirt Radio on KCBQ 1170 AM and 96.1 FM.
The Answer.
San Diego. We're here. We've got Desiree Bates on the line. You're in studio with Ed and Audrey. We're covering for Dave, who's out. And I just wanted to give a little bit of a background here. We just made a huge announcement on the last segment that Desiree has been working towards. And the new 501c3 we've got, the Dirt Rider Foundation, and what our plans and things are going to be. So I'm super excited for that. I also just wanted to give a shout out to and our commercial for Moto Forza. Triumph Escondido. We've got an upcoming Mountain Dash event next weekend on Sunday that Ed's going to be at. He won't be in studio with us, and it'll be starting at Moto Forza in Escondido. If you're interested in a dual sport bike, they are a motorcycle dealer. Hopefully you can come out and meet us if you're interested next week in the Mountain Dash. It's at 1220 West Washington Avenue in Escondido. If you want a new bike, give them a call at 760-746-6001. All right, and we're back with Desiree. Hey, Des.
Hi. Hi.
So how is that coming with – so you're forming a new organization, a new corporation, a 501c3. So where does that stand right now? What have you done, and what do you still need to do?
And how can
so I had to go – obviously, there's a huge process to it all. So I filed for employer identification number, tax ID. So I've done that, statement of information, articles of information, this whole thing. I've done all that. And the hardest step is filing for the 501c3 tax exemption status itself. So I guess that's where I'm at right now, is just trying to get that paperwork filed. There's a lot of paperwork when
is
that's
that the
concerned.
40 pages worth of questions?
Yes, 40 pages of questions. Yeah. So
we've talked a little
right
bit
now.
About that. Can we meet on this Thursday evening? Is that a good time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that works.
I was going to do Tuesday, and it turns out that this woman who's running for county supervisor, Amy Reichard, I'm going to help their campaign on Tuesday evening. That's the day they have
a phone bank.
So I'm going to run in there and do that. So Thursday, maybe at a buffet, somewhere we can have dinner sort of leisurely and stroll up and get a snack anytime. I think that would be fun.
No worries. I appreciate your time.
And do you have a laptop with all that stuff?
I don't. I don't have a laptop. All I have is my phone. But,
okay.
But one thing
one.
I didn't announce
I can join
is that
too.
Ed is also on the board of directors for the Dirt Rider Foundation. So he's going to be I'm the chief executive officer this time. And then Ed is on the board. And he will be helping me out along the way. So I'm really excited because now I have somebody, a whole group of people, a whole resource of people that can help me form this, 501c3. And then with my, background in marketing and radio, and I've got a whole graphic design, web design background before I got into the union. But So I'm really excited to have you guys help me out with this, because I feel like with your guys's, guidance, I can really make this thing huge for us. That's a huge ally for the SDRC.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about this, and I'm very excited that Ed's on board, because he has been so instrumental in freaking everything, right? He's goes to Sacramento, fights for all these of our rights. And I guess nobody has inducted him into the Hall of Fame yet, because he needs to be, because he has fought more than frickin' anybody for the last 30 years, probably. So my vote is for Ed for the next induction, but anyways, my point is that I'm so glad that Ed is on board, because now I have somebody to say, hey, what do you think about this, because I obviously don't know how to run a 501c3. So I just I have the passion to do it and the drive to be an ally to the SDRC.
And that's where it starts.
What makes me really interested about this is what we can do is California State Parks gives grants, a lot of money in grants. And I'm going to talk about that in a later segment, because grant comment period just ended and I've looked at a whole bunch of grants, and we'll talk about some of those. But, a 501c3 is eligible for those grants. So SDRC is a different kind of nonprofit, and we're not eligible.
Yeah, and you were correct, Ed. I just want to, on the last segment, I said C7 instead of C4, and my dyslexia has been really bad this week. I didn't go to work this week. I've had about a rough week myself with my health, and so I'd confuse that. SDRC is a C4. Corva is a C7. I've been reading Corva's bylaws lately, and I think that's why that's stuck in my head. So
yeah,
I'm sorry.
That'll do that.
Yeah, okay, keep going. Sorry, I just wanted to correct myself.
So the Dirt Rider Foundation is going to be a C3, and we can apply for grants from state parks. For an example... The Imperial County Chamber of Commerce is a C3, and Charlotte Teeters, who put on the Imperial Sand Dunes cleanups for years, she got state parks grants. She got a pretty good chunk of money to do all the activities over there. And there's a whole bunch of stuff that you can do and spend money on that helps off-roading. So, and I'm wondering if Audrey can be part of the organization and make, because you ran the cleanup this past year.
Yeah.
Maybe if with a state parks grant, you could do even a bigger, better job.
Oh, yeah. If we had the money, we had no money. So and we had a couple weeks to put together the event. And it was huge. I mean,
we didn't have that long. We didn't work that hard. We did a good event, but it could have been bigger.
It could have been bigger and better for sure.
And see, that's why I want to help out. That's where I come in. You know, that's why I want to do this, because then you have all the money you need to facilitate whatever you need.
Yep.
You know, yeah, I mean, cool. That's what we're for.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the whole purpose of DeRetta Foundation.
I'm so excited to team up with you on this. And
even the ASA, you know, like if, you know, the dunes cleanup, for example. I mean, I don't really go to Glamis a whole lot, but I mean, like I said before, if something happens in any off-road area, then it just kind of sets the precedence. And it's something that we all need to be cognizant of and take care of. And so that's why Fight for Rocketeer Wells has changed from the Fight for Rocketeer Wells to the Dirt Rider Foundation, because it's all encompassing.
Well, that's really great. I'm glad you did it that way, because I personally love Rocketeer Wells. Like, that is my home away from home. That's my favorite place to ride, but it's not the only place to go.
Right.
I mean, I also love Painted Gorge. Same. I've taken Audrey over there, and that's mm-hmm. why we do a cleanup over there, because there's some amazing terrain. And Audrey loves the dunes. I'm not so much of a duner, but Audrey loves the dunes.
I love the dunes, and Superstition, I think, would be my second. And I think it's because all the sand has blown over from the dunes. It's really becoming its own dune.
The dunes keep stealing the sand from Superstition.
No, I think
because it keeps blowing that direction. And we also love Cleveland National Forest, Corral Canyon. I was out there a couple weeks ago riding.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so this organization, this new organization, can help all those areas.
Yep.
And we can also go to the northern areas, and we could go out of state. You know, it doesn't matter what we do.
Yeah.
So right. It really, I think with your leadership and the rest of us working with you, we can do some great things in the future.
Yeah, her marketing skills.
I agree.
And, I totally forgot because, so Desiree, she's a normal woman, attractive woman, and you wouldn't think that she's a welding hobbyist. She welds.
Yeah.
She rides a dirt bike. But before
she's an electrician.
She's an electrician. But before that, you were doing social media for a company, which I think is pretty cool. So you have a variety of skills. So when you bring this to the Dirt Rider Foundation, you have your multimedia background, and then you have your off-road vehicle background. So that's going to be a neat combination of skills that you can use to help our cause.
Yeah, and yes, definitely. And I have a graphic arts background, a web design background. So with that, so my graphic design background is now directly related to my welding background, because what I do is I design stuff on the computer and my graphic design software, and then I send it to the laser cutter. And then I have metal cut out, you know. So, for example, this November, I'm encouraging everybody to come out this November to the Lost Desert Fun Run, because Competitive Metals is on board, as well as American Laser Fab. They've always been super supportive of SDRC and Fife Rocketeer Wells in the future, or in the past, I should say. But in the future, in November, they are going to be a huge supporter of the new Dirt Rider Foundation. Because we will be donating fire pits, like custom fire pits with the Dirt Rider Foundation, Competitive Metals logo, American Laser Fab, all, you know, cut out of, it's going to be this beautiful fire pit that I will be doing, Born Dirty, my company, my personal company, will be doing and donating on behalf of the Dirt Rider Foundation, Competitive Metals, and American Laser Fab. We'll have really cool fire pits donated to the raffle, as well as the desert cleanup. So we will be doing, Dirt Rider Foundation will take over this year's desert cleanup.
That is so exciting.
That's nice. That's a load off our backs. So
yes.
Desiree,
yes.
These fire pits.
Load off of you guys.
Yep.
What's that?
These fire pits, are they off the ground? Like, are they above the ground? Do all your ashes stay in this thing?
They will have a base to them, yes. So you could dump the ashes off. So they're going to be a responsible way of burning. So just to, you know, in our deserts, you can have a fire pit. Yes, you can have rocks around it.
It depends where you say. Ocotillo Wells, you can have a on-the-ground fire. Anza Borrego Desert State Park, you're not allowed to have an on-the-ground fire.
Yeah.
I've talked to some people who help the Anza Borrego Foundation, and they like, oh my God, we have all these fire pits that people make that we have to clean up. It's a big pain in the butt. So if they had these things, that would make their life easier.
Right. So this is going to be a full self-contained fire pit that has a bottom to it, and it's all collapsible, so you can take the whole thing apart. So we've got a little, you know, handles to carry, and then you can just put it in your car and take it with you to your next campsite. And it's just a more responsible way of burning things.
I want to win one of these, or maybe I can just have one made.
Yeah,
can
you can't win, Ned. You're not
the president's not.
Well, these ones you can only win because in the future we'll do something where you can buy one. But you know, we're just going to focus on the Dirt Rider Foundation right now. I'm still working on the logo, so you know, things are a little tight this year. But
I definitely like the logo that you've started and are working on. I'm excited to see
dirt bike to it. Thank you. I'm a dirt bike rider, by the way.
It's all encompassing.
Well, and it has to have a rider, right? It's Dirt Rider Foundation. But, you know, I've got 3 logo designs ideas that I'm trying to facilitate right now, and then I'll send them over to you guys and we'll vote on it. And I was hoping to have the whole board vote on it. So that's where I'm at right now, is getting logo designs out, more than one, and then we'll all take a vote.
Yeah. Can you come back on the next 15-minute segment? We got to take a quick break. All right. Desiree's coming back. Sure. Thank you for listening to SDRC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 FM, 1170 AM.
The Answer.
San Diego. All right. Thank you for tuning in. We're on our last little segment here on SDRC Dirt Radio, KCBQ, 1170 AM, 96.1 FM.
The Answer.
San Diego. We're returning with Desiree Bates joining us. We're talking Dirt Rider Foundation, a new C3 starting here, based out of San Diego, but not limited to California or San Diego at all. I'm so excited. Completely inclusive, so it doesn't matter what type of OHV that you're riding on, whether you're a side-by-side, dirt biker, quads, you've got a 4x4 Jeep, Toyota, or GMC, as
or
Dave's out testing through, or your, yes, your ATC.
We love our three-wheelers.
Three-wheelers.
Desiree, you've never ridden my three-wheeler, I don't think.
No.
I'll have to put you
I've
on that.
I've never ridden your three-wheeler. Yes.
I've taken out just for Audrey to ride, and we've had fun riding that
thing. Oh, I've had so much fun on that.
I have a 200X, 1985. What a great vehicle. So
yeah.
We'll have to put you on that for, you can reminisce about the old days.
Okay.
So we, it was Fight for Ocotillo Wells, and you've been to Ocotillo Wells lots of times. We've been there together. Desiree, what's your best memory of riding, of time spent in Ocotillo Wells?
So, so many times. I mean, my buggy, is my best memory of Ocotillo Wells because
that was my dad's favorite
when I was a kid. Yep. My dad built that thing before I was born, and he's built several buggies, I should say. I don't know what version this one was, but, I have his latest buggy before he passed away. And I just remember him racing his buddies up Willow Sand. And I remember he would go so fast, my cheeks would just like, you know, and I remember my best memory is he was driving. And so my buggy's a 2x2, you know, they're 2 adult seats and 2 children seats, which I've since removed because I don't have kids. But anyways, and I remember looking in the headlight. So there was the headlight was chrome. So it had reflectiveness. And, I saw myself and my dad in this light, in the headlight. And that's the thing that reminds me of the desert the most, is sitting in the back of the buggy, seeing my dad driving the buggy.
So that buggy
has like this memory to me. That's like, that's all I want in life is that buggy. Like, I don't need any other, you know, memory of my dad except for that buggy.
Wow. Audrey, what's your best memory of camping and riding in Ocotillo Wells?
Oh, very, very, very similar to Desiree. I gotta say, it's the family time and the family adventures out there. We can go a little heartwarming, and again, and I know it's Mother's Day, and I'm sorry to all the mothers out there, but it was my dad too. I could say it was my dad taking me out and having a bighorn experience on the backside of Ocotillo Wells, leading towards Anza Borrego, or very similar area to where Des was speaking of, where my dad took us and we found some bighorn sheep and we would go camping there. You could camp right where it is. And in 2011 or 2012, the part of Ocotillo Wells that I grew up going to with my dad and my brother and my family and enjoying got added to Anza Borrego. And Anza Borrego is trails only. And so now you cannot access. You cannot hike to it. You cannot drive to it. You cannot get to the location that I grew up going to because you're supposed to stay on trails only. So it's hard. Right. It's heartbreaking for me. And that's what got me involved in OHV advocacy, because in 2012, I think, is when I learned that. What do you mean that had been in a 3-year process and you would were accepting comments and I could have stood up and spoken. Right. I could have fought for this. Right. Like, what do you mean that closure? I didn't know anything about it. Nobody made us aware of it. We had no idea.
All of a sudden it's closed.
Yes. Yeah. All of a sudden it's closed and there's no more, and you get a ticket and fined if you get caught out there, and it could be really bad. Yeah. So, you know, that's when I became active with the Off-Road Coalition and realizing that there's a lot more that goes into this, and a full on review and, you know, the general management plan, how it's going to be operated and how it gets absorbed too, and how that all came to fruition. And it was, it's still devastating to me that I can't take my nieces and my nephews and all the future generations. And, you know, they're here to protect and preserve that environment. But who are you preserving it for? Like, nobody has access to it anymore. So nobody could even go and, you know, enjoy the beautiful area of, and so that's, it's a very, I still to this day.
So can I share a Mother's Day story since it's Mother's Day?
Yes, please do.
So my father was the sandrail guy. You know, he built the sandrail. My mom was a three-wheeler rider. So my mom rode the three-wheeler while my dad drove the buggy with us in it, you know. So, and I remember one time my mom kind of went through an off-camber, you know, tip. She tipped over. And I remember her, like, she had her left hand down, kind of trying to push herself up, whatever, because she didn't want to put her foot down. Because as we three-wheeler people know,
I know very
well. You
don't
put your foot down.
Nope.
Yes, because you're going to run over your own damn leg. You know?
It'll just suck your foot right under.
Yes, so that's how I learned, yeah, don't put your foot down, you know? So, because my mom, she did not put her foot down. She knew better. But she was a badass three-wheeler rider. You know, and that's, I mean, I guess my mom's a little, you know, she was a little badass on her three-wheeler. So both my parents have always loved off-roading, and it's carried over to me. So now I ride a dirt bike and my sandrail. But, you know, both my parents have equally contributed to my love of off-roading and the preservation thereof, you know.
That's so awesome. Your mom is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, and I remember going, when she tipped over, it was like going towards the pumpkin patch. And the pumpkin patch was a lot more, you know, the pumpkins were a lot more full then. So I understand that the preservation of our off-road lands is why I get it. Because we go out there for the sheer fact that it's gorgeous out there, you know, like we go out there to relax. So we want the best of both worlds, right? We want to take care of the land as well as off-road in the land. You know, this is our release. So that is, I guess, the goal of the Dirt Rider Foundation is to, you know, take care of our desert as well as off-road in our desert. So it's very much both. Like there's a happy medium that can be obtained here is we take care of it and we ride in it.
Yeah. And we shouldn't stop access, full access to. And
it
allows us to enjoy Mother Nature at her finest and actually get out and not be stuck inside and on our phones or stuck in.
And I would have to say, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to turn it over to Ed and say, so Ed, you just asked us, so let's turn it to you and ask you,
what's
your favorite riding area?
I've been riding out there a long time. I'm 61 now, and I first went out there when I was 16, and I've gone out numerous times every winter since then. I've had a lot of great times, but I think about like what was a really great trip, and I, my best friend Andy, I don't know, we were about 30 or 30 something, and he moved to Chicago for the to take part in the family business, and he bought a big motorhome. He has four kids, and every Christmas he would drive from Chicago to Ocotillo Wells, and we'd go out for like 4 or 5 days, and we would camp together and off-road out there. So his boys were getting big enough to ride, and we did this trip, and it had just rained out there maybe 10 years ago. The boys are teenagers, and it rained a lot. And you guys know about the sand washes. There's riverbeds in the desert that are dry 99% of the time. But when it really rains, the water moves through. And normally when you go into a sand wash, there's like two tracks where the tires go. Well, we went into Tectonic Gorge, which is on the north side of Ocotillo Wells, just south of S-22. And Tectonic Gorge, the water had come through, and the whole place was flat as a pancake, wet sand. And we put the first tracks in the brand new surface. And I was leading the group, and it was like a groomed flat track racetrack.
Wow.
And we just come in, you could lean it way over, and it was just a wonderful experience. And just race and leading the group and running through there, and all my buddies, Andy behind me, some other guys and his kids.
That's one of my favorite washes.
Raced
with how
up.
Tall it is, and you're just
it's
in
spectacular
it,
wash.
It's just absolutely gorgeous, and wow. Yeah.
So that was one of my best memories out there. So I love that place. I even have gone out there in the summertime when there's nobody out there, and you get out there at dusk, and you ride till midnight, camp out, and then you ride again in the morning. And, it's getting hot, 9:30, 10 o'clock. Well, okay, we load up quick and head for the mountain.
That's so awesome. Well, I just want to
say. That's what we still do.
Yes, we still do it to this day. I've done it a couple times with
you. We've gone out there in August to lay out the Lost Lizard Fun Run.
Yeah.
Just, it's burning hot, but hey, at least we're out in the desert.
Yeah. Well, Desiree, thank you for joining us.
Yes.
We appreciate it. Become a member of SDORC. When the Dirt Rider Foundation set up, it will be a membership organization as well. $25 annual membership pays for us to be here, pays for our lobbyists, the things that we do and what we're involved in. Reach out to us. Also, thank you for tuning in and listening to SDORC Dirt Radio. KCBQ 1170 AM, 96.1 FM.
The Answer.
San Diego.
Only one way to get there. Gotta get a little mud on.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit sdorc.org. That's sdorc.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.